This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Area Democrats added to the energy at the podium on night three of the Democratic National Convention Wednesday in Chicago, where the theme was the fight for American freedom. They joined high-profile Democrats such as former President Bill Clinton and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as well as some big stars in the entertainment world. WHYY's politics reporter Carmen Russell Sluchansky joins us for a look back on the evening. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning again, Jen.
Carmen, the stars were out. John Legend and Sheila E. performed the music of Prince. Actress Mindy Kaling spoke and even emceed. SNL's Kenan Thompson did a sketch on Project 2025, but there was a big surprise for the delegates.
Well, you obviously then saw that Oprah Winfrey showed up completely unexpectedly. She was not on the speaker list, so it was clearly intended to be a surprise. She's mostly stayed out of partisan politics and never spoke at a convention before, so this is a real testament to how historic this nomination is.
What did she have to say?
She really kept to the theme that you mentioned, giving tribute to John Lewis, the civil rights icon and member of Congress. She also talked about Donald Trump without naming him.
Now, there's a certain candidate that says if we just go to the polls this one time, that we'll never have to do it again. Well, you know what? You're looking at a registered independent who's proud to vote again and again and again because I'm an American and that's what Americans do.
By the way, you might remember that Trump was on Oprah's talk show back in 1988. And in 1999, he said she would be his first pick for running mate if he ever ran for president.
Oh, yeah. Well, the lineup also included a number of prominent politicians from the tri-state area, including Governor Josh Shapiro. What did he have to say?
Well, Shapiro had a very prominent spot in the lineup, coming right after former President Bill Clinton and Nancy Pelosi. He kept with the theme and talked again about how Philly is the birthplace of the fight for freedom in America.
But it's your rights. It's our rights. It's our future and freedoms that are on the line. And you have the power to shape the future of this country. Just like our ancestors who fought for freedom on the battlefield and sat in at lunch counters so our kids could stand up.
Carmen, who else from the tri-state area spoke?
Well, we had Governor Phil Murphy, Senator Cory Booker, who also played MC for a good portion of the night, Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester, who's running for Senate, and Representative Andy Kim, who is also running for Senate. Booker talked about how Harris and her running mate Tim Walz are running on joy, and Trump's politics, in contrast, are the politics of smear and fear. Kim talked about picking up a broom to help clean up the Capitol in the aftermath of the January 6th riot. You know, I thought Senator Murphy gave an interesting speech about how Trump single-handedly killed a bipartisan border security bill that Murphy had introduced earlier this year, even though many Republicans initially supported it.
Yeah, here's Phil Murphy.
Donald Trump's allies weren't just in the room. They helped us write the whole bill. It was a bipartisan bill. It was a tough bill. $20 billion in new border security gave the president the emergency power to shut down the border.
So the reason this is important is that Republicans have sought to exploit what they see as the Democrats' vulnerability on this issue. His point is that Trump doesn't really want to fix the border because then he would lose the ability to hammer Democrats over it. However, I should note that a few Democrats, including Senator Booker, voted against it because they thought it was too strict.
And of course, you know, the night ends with Tim Walz accepting his nomination for vice president.
Yeah, and they're really playing up this Coach Walz narrative. Here he is at the end of his speech.
Let me finish with this, team. It's the fourth quarter. We're down a field goal, but we're on offense and we've got the ball.
So that really seemed to get some people revved up. But of course, tonight, they'll probably even be more revved up as we hear from the nominee, Kamala Harris, and what her plans for the, you know, what her plans are if she wins the White House.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carmen.
Thank you as always, Jen.
Carmen Russell Suchansky, our politics reporter at WHYY. You can follow him at WHYY.org. Sign up for our election 2024 newsletter, The Swing. Tune in tonight at 9 for coverage of the convention on 90.9 FM. Here's John Legend and Sheila E. They performed the music of Prince last night.